Nicolas Sarkozy takes over today as the president of France. He's promised to bring in big changes for workers. On Wednesdays, we focus on the workplace, and today we examine France's 35-hour work week. American employers in France complain about the short work week, even though economists say it doesn't actually make France less productive. Anita Elash reports from Paris.
Changes to the 35-hour work week were a key part of Nicolas Sarkozy's campaign platform.
Les 35 heures ont freiné les salaires.
In speech after speech, he talked about the need to put France back to work and said he would allow the French to earn more money if they worked longer hours. Sarkozy's campaign promise struck a chord with employers who've never liked the shorter work week. Work time was reduced, but wages weren't, and employers say that cut into their profits. In a recent survey of American businesses in France, more than 90% said the 35-hour week was the biggest factor stopping them from expanding their investments here. Oliver Griffith is with the American Chamber of Commerce in France.
The 35-hour work week is a competitive disadvantage, just like they're in a competitive disadvantage with low-wage countries or low-tax countries like Ireland or the Baltic states. So France has to find its competitive edge where it can, and having the 35-hour work week does not help.
If people work more than 35 hours, they get time off to compensate. That may be unpopular with employers, but it's very popular with their employees. Sarkozy has never suggested abolishing the 35-hour week. He's promised instead that people will get paid for their overtime and the extra earnings won't be taxed. But many economists aren't sure that will change much. The Organization for Economic Development says the 35-hour week has had a neutral effect on business. Paul Swain of the OECD says if Sarkozy wants to rejuvenate the French economy, he should think about cutting red tape rather than the 35-hour week.
It is true that France is unique in doing this, and I think the business community in France feels like the government makes it harder for them than their colleagues in other countries because they have a lot of regulations, high taxes, and so on. And to some extent, I think the 35-hour week is a symbol for them of this over-regulation by the public sector, and maybe more so than that, than a problem in and of itself.
Swain says overall, the 35-hour week doesn't seem to have affected profits. It didn't solve the unemployment problem, but it hasn't made things worse either. French workers are among the most productive in the world, equal to or better than Americans per hour worked. And while wages have increased more slowly in France than in other European countries, polls show most French workers are willing to accept a bit less money in exchange for more time off. Zupato François is one of them. She's a research technician in the Paris suburb of Antony. Officially, I'm supposed to work 37 and a half hours a week and get an extra 15 vacation days in return, she says. I use them for my hobby, raising and showing cats. But like many French workers, François complains that she's already working extra overtime she isn't compensated for. And for that, she says she'll gladly take some extra tax-free money. For NPR News, I'm Anita Elash in Paris.